Hey, what's up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to episode 30 of the Radio Live Transmission Podcast. I am your host. My name is Ryan. On this podcast, I bring you music reviews from a music lover. Today, I'm going to be reviewing new releases from A Perfect Circle, Sectioned, LLNN, and also The Armed. The A Perfect Circle release or album was released on April 20th, and then the other three records were released on April 27th. I'd like to give you another quote regarding music. This one comes from the legendary Jack Kerouac, and the quote is, "The only truth is music." So do with that what you will. I would also like to mention some other albums that you guys should check out if you feel inclined that I'm not going to, you know, review or go in depth about. There's actually quite a few for this episode. First was the new album called KOD from hip hop artist J. Cole. That was a surprise release that came out on April 20th. Definitely check that out. Also, there's a new record from Kimbra, K-I-M-B-R-A, Kimbra. The record is called Primal Heart. That's another good one. Check it out. Another surprise album, or surprise release, I should say, on April 20th was from the legendary stoner rock band, or stoner metal slash rock band, Sleep, who released an album called The Sciences. That's very, very good. You should check that out. There's also a new record from, grunge legends, The Melvins, called called Pincus Abortion Technician. That's a good one. You should check that one out. And lastly, there is a new record from the Americana group Old Crow Medicine Show. It's a record called Volunteer. So check that one out, too. That's another good one. Okay, so why don't we get into today's reviews? The first one is for the new A Perfect Circle record. The record is called Eat the Elephant. Okay, and that was a sample of the song So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. So, A Perfect Circle, the brainchild of Maynard James Keenan, also of the band's Tool, the band Tool, and then a sort of ongoing side project called Pussifer, along with longtime collaborator Billy Howardell, return with their first new album of material since the 2004 record Emotive, which was comprised mostly of cover songs. Now, as you would reasonably expect from any musicians working together again after a 14-year break, Keenan and Howardell have presented an evolved, more subtle and arguably more mature effort with Eat the Elephant. Now, critics and fans alike, have been decrying the album's, less aggressive tone somewhat, and I can relate to that to a degree. Upon first listen to the album, I found it a bit boring as I kept waiting for the band to sort of cut loose in the style of earlier material, like the track Judith from their first record, Merit and Noms, or something like the track Pet from their sophomore album, which was called 13th Step. But once I started to treat this new record as something unique, I began to appreciate it more, though I still have issues with it. For instance, the fact that you have two long playing songs coming at the front of the album was, to me, a misstep. The opening title track, you know, is emotionally daunting and very effective in its simplicity, but it seems like a setup for, you know, just a real banger of a second track, which is called Disillusioned, is definitely not. Disillusioned is not a bad track on its own, though I personally find it to be a minute or so too long, you know, with too much repetition. The following track, which is called The Contrarian, you know, sounds like the odd, haunting, A Perfect Circle that, you know, I fell in love with back in 2000, you know, with its eerie vocal melodies from Maynard in his sort of typical, you know, Prophet of Doom mode. Now, so following The Contrarian's lead, the next track, which is called The Doomed, which was the first single from the album, has Maynard turning the Beatitudes, you know, which are from the Bible, turning the Beatitudes on their heads, you know, making this very powerful statement about the worship of material wealth and the sort of bloodlust of war, you know, in our you know, modern society. And the next track, which is called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, which you heard a sample of earlier, obviously, for anyone in, you know, anyone who's a science fiction fan or a literature fan, you're going to know that this track takes its title from the iconic novel The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And it's the phrase that is transmitted to humanity by the departed dolphin population, you know, just before Earth's destruction at the hands of, you know, this alien race in the novel. And this track really is, it's the album's biggest surprise for me due to its sort of melancholy arena anthem musical aesthetic. You know, Maynard uses this track to lament the loss of iconic figures like David Bowie, Carrie Fisher, and Gene Wilder, among others, you know, as humanity spirals closer and closer to, you know, nuclear war, Armageddon, or as Keenan puts it, atomic pageantry. So, and the mood gets pretty serious on the next track, which is called Talk Talk, a salvo fired at people, specifically, it seems to me, at politicians, you know, who offer their thoughts and their prayers in the wake of, you know, tragedies like mass shootings, but do nothing productive to, you know, work toward a resolution to the many problems that lead, you know, to these tragedies. It's actually one of the album's heaviest tracks, you know, building very powerfully from these like minimalist verses into these sort of monolithic choruses. It's probably the best crossroads track, you know, between an album like Merde Nams and, you know, this current version of A Perfect Circle on Eat the Elephant. So it's fitting then that the band, you know, move into a song called Buying Down the River for the next track, which is a song that the band has been playing live for quite some time now. The track is very reminiscent to me of 13th Step era A Perfect Circle. And therefore, it's a nice nod, you know, to their previous incarnations. And then an acoustic guitar-based mid-tempo rocker called Delicious follows. And then there's a somewhat ominous piano-based instrumental that's called DLB that breaks the action before the sort of push of the album's last three tracks. Now, the almost like hip-hop swagger and, you know, playful slash serious dynamics of this track called Hourglass, you know, are welcome after the sort of lull at the album's midpoint, though, you know, this song's repetitive chorus and, you know, its robotic vocals, you know, sounds kind of gimmicky after, you know, the seriousness of the album up to this point. Perhaps if more of the tongue-in-cheek humor that Keenan is known for with Pussifer and even in Tool were present on this album. You know, Hourglass would be a better fit. I really do like the sort of musical callback to the earlier track Disillusioned that's in Hourglass. It gives the album some cool symmetry, but I'm not totally sold on Hourglass, at least at this point. So much like the album started with two long tracks, you know, so it comes to a close with two long tracks as well. A track called Feathers, and then the closing track, which is called Get the Let Out. As far as I'm concerned, Feathers could have been left on the cutting room floor. It really offers nothing new to the listener, and that really just sort of renders the track lifeless, because it really has nothing that stands out. But the closing track, Get the Let Out, is more interesting, with a beat that's, you know, akin to, you know, a lot of the remixes of the band's previous material from their two albums. And, you know, there's some spaced out vocals, layered with these effects that are sort of out of a, like a funk playbook, you know. And they're a nice counterpoint to the robotic vocals of Hourglass. The lyrics, you know, leave a lot to be desired, as they're, you know, very repetitive and not indicative of Keenan's intelligence and talent. I can't see any justification for this track's, you know, nearly 7-minute runtime. But, you know, all in all, I enjoy much of the material on Eat the Elephant, but it is a bloated affair. You know, it runs about 58 minutes, and I think it could lose probably about 7 or 8 minutes, you know, between, you know, jettisoning Feathers, just getting rid of it, and then, you know, trimming a fat from a few of the other tunes. A Perfect Circle have always been a sort of, you know, midpoint between the epic, if you will, sounds of Tool and then the more, you know, mostly compact experiments of Pussifer. And I could feel the balance shifting a little too much toward, you know, extended compositions on Eat the Elephant without the tracks having enough memorability to really justify the runtimes. So, you know, Keenan and Howard L. sort of let this record get away from them to a degree, but it certainly doesn't seem like, you know, it doesn't foretell an end to their collaboration. In light of the, you know, current political polarization of our society here in the U.S. and, you know, seems to be growing around the world, you know, these two musical icons will definitely have plenty of subject matter to draw inspiration from. So hopefully it's not another 14 years before, you know, we hear something new from A Perfect Circle again. So I gave the record Eat the Elephant a rating of 7 out of 10. Okay, so moving along to the next record I'd like to review today. It is a new record from a band called Sectioned, and the record is called Annihilation. So that was a sample of the song Release. The list of, you know, heavy albums, I'm not just saying metal, I'm saying heavy in general, albums that have, you know, pulverized my brain, you know, melted my face off, kicked me into the dirt, you know, lots of hyperbolic statements like that. That list is not a very long one. You know, I can probably count, you know, all of those albums on both of my hands. Might have to use one of my feet. You know, a few of the expected classics are on there, you know, like Metallica's Master of Puppets and Slayer's Reign in Blood and Converge's Jane Doe and even Dillinger Escape Plan's Calculating Infinity. As an adult who has been listening to various versions of metal for almost 30 years now, it's tough to find records that hit me as hard, you know, as the ones mentioned above did when I first heard them. So enter Edinburgh, Scotland's Sectioned, a band that, you know, shares members with another heavy band called Frontierer. Both bands are as yet unsigned and have released their music independently. I found them on Bandcamp. Talk about a damn shame that they're not signed. I mean, really, with some of the awful crap that's out there and bands like this are not signed, it really is terrible. Now, I mentioned Dillinger Escape Plan and Converge, you know, for a reason. The basis of Sectioned sound is, to my ear, an intense high-speed collision of these two bands' sounds, you know, being a bit less chaotic as far as time signature shifts than Dillinger, but at the same time more invested in the use of electronic elements than Converge really are. Now, Annihilation is just an intense 42-minute ride, and Sectioned stick to the script for the most part. You know, from the opening dissonance and cacophony of the title track all the way to the album's closer, a track which is called Through the Trees, the band only let up on the throttle sparingly, you know, in order just to floor it again and beat a listener into submission. These dynamics are often what sets or what set great bands apart from, you know, their mediocre counterparts. And Sectioned have these dynamics, you know, in spades. Annihilation is the type of record that you don't listen to so much as experience. You know, it's a raging river that will take you where it wants to, and fighting against it will only exhaust you. Once you let its waves just roll over you, you begin to appreciate the small touches on the record, you know, like the squealing industrial buildup in the middle of the track, Beautiful Struggle, the welcome, very chunky breakdown in the track Starved Lives, and you know, these quick fire drum loops and sound effects in a track called Portrait. For an album this brutal, Annihilation may be a bit overlong at 42 minutes. You know, I'm sure some listeners would appreciate 50 minutes, you know, even an hour of this type of material. But for me, albums like this one, or albums, you know, in this genre, should be short and sweet. Sectioned, you know, probably could have left one or two tracks off this thing, but the problem is, you know, or the problem of figuring out which tracks to leave off is one that just stymies me. All the material is quality. There are no obvious misses, so I'm just so glad to know that Sectioned exists. You know, yes, Converge still walk the earth and they still make great records, but, you know, with Dillinger having bowed out of the scene, you know, Sectioned sort of showed up on my radar at just the right time. I hope they stick around for a while to, you know, provide some much needed chaos and catharsis. So I gave the record Annihilation a rating of 8 out of 10. Okay, so moving on to the next album that I'd like to review today. It is the new record from the Danish post-metal, sci-fi metal band LLNN, and the record is called Deads. that was a sample of the song Despots. Okay, so Denmark's post-metal with a penchant for sci-fi band, LLNN. And by the way, I really hope that that's how you pronounce this band's name, because it literally reads LLNN, and I have been through countless videos of them playing on YouTube, and, you know, in studio videos and yada, yada, yada. And I can't find a damn video where anyone says, you know, the band's name out loud. So hopefully I'm saying it right. If I'm not, apologies, even though there's no way I've not seen or heard anything. But so LLNN return with their second full length record, Deads. The band made a splash in the metal scene with their well-received 2016 debut record, Loss, and they gained even more steam on a 2017 split with fellow post-metal band Wovoka. A perusal through the About section on the band's Facebook page lists their influences as, quote-unquote, John Carpenter, Stanley Kubrick, the film Blade Runner, video games, numerous hardcore and rock bands out there, end of quote. Now, with that sort of melting pot of influence, it's not at all surprising that LLNN are purveyors of memorable, cinematic, haunting post-metal that's, you know, really all their own. Since their debut, they have gradually added a layer of muscle to their sound, which is evident in spades on the opening track on this record, Despots, which you heard a sample of just now. And this track it sounds a lot like sort of like descending through, you know, an atmosphere of like an alien planet into, you know, hostile terrain. I keep thinking when I listen to this record of films from the Alien franchise. Just can't help it. And the vocals really act as another instrument in the mix. You know, a harsh, raw, manic instrument that is essential to the overall picture that LLNN create. Now, after the initial blast of Despots, the band really opened things up with the tribal rhythms of the second track, which is called Parallels. Ramping up the electronic and ambient elements of their attack. One of this band's greatest talents is the balance that they keep in their sound, you know, allowing various instruments the room to breathe and shine, you know, while others keep the songs in forward motion. This dynamic is taken just to another level on the next track, which is called Armada. It's rare that I like records on which the vocal style doesn't change at all. LLNN is an exception, since the vocals work as another instrument in the sound of the band, you know, one that conveys anger and terror and desperation, in equal measure. And it's also one of those rare occasions where, you know, not understanding all of the lyrics means little to me. Of course, you know, being, you know, so interested in lyrics and the stories that they tell, of course I'm going to dig deeper and find the lyrics. But, you know, as of this recording, I'm satisfied with, you know, just sort of receiving the emotional weight of the vocals without necessarily knowing, you know, what the actual words are. And then what follows Parallels is an instrumental interlude called Civilizations. It's one of two instrumental interludes on the record. And here the band explore their ambient side to an even greater degree, using a minimalist approach and plenty of haunting sound effects to set a listener up for the next track, which is called Appeaser. This track just screams sci-fi dread, like it's the soundtrack for a lone survivor, you know, on a spaceship out in deep space, you know, just walking down a dark hallway, knowing that something terrible lurks close by, you know, and ultimately finding it or being found by it. Now, the following track, which is called Deplete, uses a more straightforward approach with some real incendiary guitar work. It's much like the opening track. You know, it reminded me as a listener that the band can sound monolithic even without the electronic elements, you know. But just as you think the band is sort of laying off the those elements, they reintroduce them. And they really drive the track home with this very astonishing percussive performance. And the record's second instrumental track follows, entitled Structures, which I can only describe. I'm doing a lot of describing things in cinematic terms for this review, but I guess it makes sense seeing that LNN conjures so many sort of cinematic images in my mind. But I can only describe what this track structure sounds like to me by saying that it sounds like some sort of dread ritual on a planet far, far away from our own. And then I'll just let you have that. I'll let that simmer. And then the title track of the record, Deads, closes out the album. You know, the band really pulls out all the stops to create a climactic beast of a track that works as a summary of, you know, the album's dynamics. This record is relatively short at about 38 minutes. And it's the type of record that really leaves a listener wanting more as soon as it's over. And I think that the sky, you know, or maybe I should say deep space, is the limit for LLNN. So I gave the record Deads a rating of 8.5 out of 10. Okay, so moving on to the last record that I'd like to review today. It is the new record from the Detroit punk band The Armed, and the record is called Only Love. Okay, so that was a sample of the song Role Models. Sometimes it's tough to put an emotional, you know, reaction to a record into applicable terms for a music review of the kind that I do for this podcast. When I first heard the opening track of this new record from The Armed, which is called Only Love, you know, this first track is just a glorious piece of electro industrial punk chaos that's called Witness. It just blew me away, you know, cliches be damned. It was like, how do I even put this? It was like riding a flying unicorn, you know, with rocket launchers and laying waste, you know, to your enemies. It was like it was like ghost pepper flavored jelly beans. It was like having an outdoor quickie in the summertime with the best fireworks show of your life, you know, as a backdrop. So it was just total abandon, you know, much as I'm used to from The Armed. But now, all of a sudden it's been enhanced with this industrial slash electronic sheen that makes makes the tunes just infinitely more than the sum of their parts. You know, when the drums kick in on the next track, Role Models, which you heard a sample of just now, it becomes clear that this band have no intention of turning down the intensity at all. And what's most impressive about Only Love is how the band managed, you know, seemingly without effort, to pack an emotional punch into such a wild frenzy of a record. You know, from the synth-backed slowdown and build-up in the track Nowhere to Be Found, you know, to the interplay between shrieks and Ian Curtis-esque vocals on a track called Fortune's Daughter. You know, the record ebbs and flows seamlessly with, with a spike of sort of rapids or a plunge over a waterfall lurking, around every corner. Now, other tracks, such as a track called Parody Warning, and also a track called Heavily Lined, are exercises in technical ability and ferocity, tracks that never quite settle into themselves. You know, sort of like a really good mathcore band, the Armed, maintain a controlled chaos for the record's 38-minute runtime. You know, never wasting a moment, even on the nearly 8-minute closing track, which is called On Jupiter. And, a track which really pushes the electronics to the nth degree, taking the album into, appropriately alien territory. When the album comes to a close, the urge to just go right back to the beginning and start over again is a very strong one for me. Now, the Armed, much like Sectioned, the band I talked about earlier, both these bands release their music independently. And I hope that this is a trend that continues, because I can completely get behind the type of natural evolution and sound that a band like the Armed is undergoing. Too many times the influence of producers and record companies negatively impacts a band or an artist. And in an industry that's so concerned with making profit, mediocrity just runs rampant. So if you like bands like the Armed and Sectioned, please buy their records, buy a t-shirt, catch them on tour if you can. What a gratifying feeling it is knowing that you can be an active member of a band's support system. The Armed have made one of my favorite records of this year so far, and it's only the second record of 2018 to earn a rating of 9 out of 10 on this podcast. So please keep up the great work, people in the Armed. You guys are just awesome. So as I said, I gave the record Only Love a rating of 9 out of 10. That was my personal pick of the week, since I didn't mention that before. But you guys probably figured that out. So, all right, so that wraps up today's reviews. Guys, make sure anybody who is listening to this podcast, no matter where you're from, please go on Facebook, search Radio Live Transmission, find our community, and please join, and please start posting stuff, because, I myself and everybody on there who likes to post are very, very welcoming, and we're very open minded, and we love to just hear all sorts of different types of music and just interact concerning different types of music. So please get on there, search Radio Live Transmission just the way it appears in the title of the podcast, and we'd love to hear and see stuff from you guys. So don't forget to do that, and also please catch up with me next time for episode 31, on which I will be reviewing new records from Seven Dust, Beach House, Soft Kill, and also Arctic Monkeys. Okay, so that wraps up today's episode of the Radio Live Transmission Podcast. Once again, my name is Ryan. I am your host. Thank you all so much for listening, and I am signing off.